Before the seventh inning of every World Series game, and at many other public events since September 11th, crowds have sung Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Berlin was born in Russia. He was 5 years old when his family emigrated to the United States in 1893. Berlin wrote many classic American songs, including Blue Skies, Cheek to Cheek, There's No Business Like Show Business, and White Christmas. Terry Gross spoke recently with music historian Robert Kimball, who, along with Berlin's daughter Linda Emmett, has co-edited a new collection of Berlin's lyrics, The Complete Lyrics of Irving Berlin. Before we hear their conversation, here's Berlin singing God Bless America, recorded in 1939.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home.
Robert Kimball, welcome to Fresh Air. Irving Berlin always thought that God Bless America was the most important song he wrote. Do you know why he thought that?
There's no question that it embodied for him all his feelings about his adopted country, about what the U.S. had given him. He had a fabulous life in America, and this was his way, a small way for him, because he said it was really just a token of his appreciation for America.
Now, he wrote God Bless America in 1918 for a review that he wrote while serving in the Army called Yip Yip Yap Hank. He was stationed in Yap Hank, Long Island. But he didn't use it in the review. Do you know why?
He thought it was just the wrong tone for the finale of the show. He didn't feel comfortable with it at that time. So he removed it during rehearsal, and he closed the show, as I think, with a song called We're On Our Way to France, which is quite lively and fun in its own right.
Berlin really had a sense that music helped define what it was to be an American and that music was really one of our strengths. Like for his 1918 musical Yip Yip Yap Hank during World War I, he wrote this song called Send a Lot of Jazz Bands Over There. It was his message to President Wilson. And it was, send a lot of jazz bands over there to make the boys feel glad. Send a troop of Alexanders with the ragtime band to Flanders and make them play a lot of snappy airs. And he manages to plug his own song in there, too, Alexander's Ragtime Band. have you been thinking a lot about the songs that Berlin wrote for World War I and World War II?
Well, of course, if we look back over that 80 years in which he was writing songs, an extraordinarily long period, 40 of which he was considered the top songwriter in the profession, we see that he reflected whatever was going on in the world. He had an extraordinary ear. He listened and retained very, very well. And so during the wartime, he felt a sense of mission and purpose. And he felt it again, of course, in World War II when he wrote This is the Army. And he wanted to be close to the soldiers. And for him, the experience in World War II, traveling with the troop, being part of it, was for, I think he thought it was the most important experience of his life.
Having put together the book of Irving Berlin lyrics, is there a lyric or two that particularly stands out to you, either in the rhyme scheme or in the sentiment it expresses or in the way it captures the moment that it was written in?
Terry, that's a very hard question, but I could think of a few, obviously. One of which I've thought about a lot, and recently, certainly in recent weeks, it was a song that was introduced by Fred Astaire. And the sentiments in the lyric are really, really, really timely. Lines like, there may be trouble ahead, and there may be teardrops to shed. Of course, I'm speaking of a song, well, Let's Face the Music and Dance, which was introduced in the 1936 film Follow the Fleet. It is certainly one of Mr. Berlin's greatest songs.
Well, why don't we end with that? It's a wonderful song. So this is Fred Astaire singing Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance. And my guest, Robert Kimball, is the co-editor of the new book, The Complete Lyrics of Irving Berlin.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Robert Kimball co-edited a new collection of Irving Berlin's lyrics. This is Fresh Air.